So imagine taking this like highly advanced anti-aging compound, right? You're feeling decades younger, and then you just eat a single slice of Parmesan
Just
cheese.
one
Yeah,
slice.
just one, and boom, you trigger a life-threatening medical emergency. It's wild. Anyway, welcome to the deep dive. Today we are decoding clinical research on this 12-week Clear Then Repair protocol.
Right. And our mission for you, the listener, is to really understand how, precision dosing and biological timing are basically the ultimate keys to anti-aging.
Exactly. Because we're exploring a regimen where the exact same compound can act as a fountain of youth, destroy cancer cells, or, like we mentioned with that whole cheese thing.
Trigger a massive vascular crisis.
Right. If you ignore the biological limits, you are in trouble. So, okay, let's unpack this. The foundation of this protocol is what the research calls the baseline engine.
Yes, the daily maintenance phase.
Right. And it's a trio, right? You've got NMN, which is like the raw fuel for our cells, then PEA, which is this naturally occurring fatty acid acting like a fire blanket for inflammation. And the third one is methylene blue. Now, I view methylene blue as a set of jumper cables. It literally bypasses damaged mitochondrial engines to keep cellular energy flowing.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
But wait, if it's that good at fixing engines, why not just take the maximum dose of like 150 milligrams for ultimate anti-aging? Why cap it at 15?
Well, what's fascinating here is that higher dose is exclusively for oncology.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it
Ew.
selectively infiltrates and destroys structurally damaged mitochondria inside solid tumors. Taking that much for just general rejuvenation creates what's called a monoamine oxidase
A
mismatch.
mismatch.
Right, so at 150 milligrams, methylene blue completely deactivates an enzyme in your gut called MAOA.
Oh, and MAOA is what processes dietary tyramine, right? Like the stuff in aged cheese, cured meats, red wine.
You got it. So
Yeah.
without that gut enzyme, eating just a piece of Parmesan triggers this massive displacement of stored norepinephrine.
Wow.
Yeah, your blood vessels constrict violently. It leads to a potentially fatal hypertensive crisis known as the tyramine trap.
Okay, yikes. So we definitely stick to 15 milligrams for maintenance and, watch the cheese. But the protocol shifts gears entirely during the 12-week cycle, right? Into the phase four senolytic purge.
Yes, that's the biological renovation phase. It clears out senescent or zombie cells.
Right. But here's the thing that caught my eye. The strictest rule here is absolutely no exogenous antioxidants or PEA during this phase. Wait, aren't antioxidants universally the good guys in the aging fight?
It definitely seems counterintuitive. But to kill those zombie cells, the senolytic agents actually require a temporary, highly localized oxidative spike.
Ah, okay.
That sudden burst of oxidative stress is the exact signal that forces the damaged cells into apoptosis.
Right, programmed cell death. So taking vitamin C or PEA during those weeks just neutralizes that stress.
Exactly. Antioxidants would shield the senescent cells. You're effectively wrapping those zombie cells in a bulletproof vest, causing the entire purge to fail.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we've used targeted stress to clear out the debris. But, nature abhors a vacuum. How do we rebuild the tissue once the bad cells are gone?
That brings us to nocturnal chronodermatology.
Here's where it gets really interesting. In the evening PM phase, it pairs Bakuchiol and Gotu Kola. It's basically like hiring two separate constriction crews working parallel, non-overlapping pathways, the RAR and TGF-beta axes, so they don't trip over each other.
Right, and you get a super additive explosion of collagen synthesis. But timing is everything here.
How so?
Well, the protocol uses curcumin at night for rebuilding, but nighttime curcumin is practically useless on its own because of rapid enzymatic degradation in the liver.
Oh, so you have to pair it with something.
Exactly. You strategically pair it with gingerols to block those exact liver enzymes. It multiplies the cellular uptake.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? I think it proves that true health optimization isn't just, blindly swallowing supplements.
Absolutely not.
It's an orchestrated dance of biochemical synergies, precise timing, and respecting biological limits.
Yeah, we have to view nutrition and pharmacology as constant chemical reactions in a highly dynamic environment.
Which leaves us with this final provocative thought. If manipulating a single gut enzyme can turn a harmless piece of aged cheese into a life-threatening vascular event,
The tyramine trap.
right? What everyday foods might be secretly amplifying or completely neutralizing the medications and supplements you are already taking right now?